You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, we're here at the Emerald Creek Capital Happy Hour. Everybody's networking. I've brought a couple of folks over here. We kibitzed, and then they went back and started networking. So what are we going to do? I'm going to tell you about what I've been learning this week about the market here in Miami. So I was at a conference yesterday. It was all about Wynwood. Wynwood, you'd say, well, what's about Wynwood? Let me tell you about what's going on in Wynwood. Wynwood's going through an evolution that I am actually part of. Wynwood is now a place where most of the people that go there are families. They've got their biggest thing that they sell right now is ice creams. It's amazing. Right next to our office, they opened up an ice cream place. It's the busiest store in the neighborhood. So if you've got some kids, you can bring them there. You can look at the artwork, and then you can buy them some ice cream. There's parking. It's easy to get in and out of. What, Wanda?
What makes it this ice cream so special or different than any other ice cream?
It's really interesting. First of all, there's like all these natural flavors. My wife brought me one the other day. It was, it was like a flower. I can't remember the big, beautiful flowers that are, I can't remember. I'm getting old, Wanda. But they have the flowers ones, or they have some that are vegan. They have like blended flavors, and they're artsy. Artesian is the word. Artesian, I don't know.
Okay.
But they're really creative. It's what that whole area is all about, creative. And it's real interesting because we're going to open up our office soon. Our new office space is opening, and one of the people that's moving in is one of the very famous watch companies. I'm not allowed to announce which one yet, and they're not moving their watch showroom there. They're moving their creative design studio there. So, you know, I've gone through sort of a personal metamorphosis. We'll talk with Bruce Turkell about it in a few weeks when he's back on the show in July. But I swear to God, I think I'm never going to wear another button-down fancy shirt again. I'm just going to wear these black T-shirts.
Excellent.
With the blue jeans and the brown shoes and the sport coat if I need it. And that's enough. In fact, that pushes out the power in a different way. You know, you can show up in your suit. That's one form of power. I almost think it's better, softer power if you show up like one of these, they call them creatives now. You know, there's at least five guys at this event.
It's Florida.
Wearing a black shirt and jeans.
You don't need a suit, guys. You don't need a suit. It's Florida.
I know. There's times where I'm going to need a suit.
No, but
and
you
I've
make,
got them all.
But you make women cold, and we're underdressed.
Pardon me? What?
This suit thing with guys in Florida and women, we're freezing. You're freezing the gals out. I'm just saying.
Oh. What does that mean, temperature-wise?
Temperature-wise. Temperature-wise.
Well,
no suits. Lose the suits.
Well, you know, that's why people go around with, like, a little wrap. Even I have in my car a hoodie just in case the place is too freaking cold.
All right.
So, you know, that's a very important thing, is always have your wardrobe ready to go and to be versatile. You never want to be uncomfortable when you're at a place. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I actually had that today. I was at a place. It was freezing cold. I said, excuse me, I have to go back outside. Would you mind if I go outside and get my coat? They said, no problem. I walked in with a hoodie and my black shirt. I looked like I was ready to do business in Wynwood.
Right.
And it's interesting. We're starting to get calls. You know what the last call I got for a tenant was?
No.
Wanda, that's a per- you guys supposed to say, no, Jim, what?
No, Jim, one.
Well, what it was a group that sells medical marijuana accessories.
Oh.
So they sell the accessories. You know, the medical marijuana stores aren't allowed to sell accessories. They just are allowed to sell medical marijuana. So these guys from California called. They've got a brand they want to bring down here, and they're asking us to help them do bring stores to the market. So they go, we want to be in some of the hot, cool, hip areas where there's upscale people and high income. So, you know, we picked South Beach, you know, by where Sorterra has their dispensary. We'd like to try to put one in Wynwood, but we're going to need to find where their zoning is going to allow them to be in Wynwood. And then we're also going to look for a place on Brickell, and we're going to work with Nikki Fried to try to figure out where the law will allow these places to go. And of course, that's Nikki Fried. Shameless plug, Nikki Fried, my niece, running for agriculture commissioner for the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody vote for Nikki Fried. She's going to make the world a better place. She brings people together. She's a uniter, not a divider.
She already has made the world a better place.
She actually has. She's been fighting for kids' rights, veterans. She's been repping the Broward County School Board for years. She's the apple of my eye after my mom and my wife. My niece is right there. She's amazing. You know, she's amazing. There's personal things that I just can't say that would paint an even more beautiful picture of her. But so I've actually got clients now that are lining up to talk to her. They've got really incredible concepts. I can't talk about some of the concepts that we're working on, mm-hmm. but creative people are coming up with incredible ideas that are going to change the face of that particular industry here rapidly in Florida. And my friends and the people here at this event are changing the face of Florida rapidly in their own right. I was at a building today where the guy was talking to me about my friend Dan Codzi. I was at Paramount, and he was talking to me about the landing pad that they're going to have for sort of Uber places, Uber planes, you know, like these helicopter planes.
Wow.
And he was showing them to me, and it's not that far-fetched. And there are all kinds of new ways that they're designing these buildings to make it easier for people to live. I had somebody today tell me, a young person under 40, tell me that there's no way they'd live in a building that was built any time before 2017. I said, well, the units are bigger if you buy the older building. He goes, yeah, but I can't get my Wi-Fi and my internet to work as good. He goes, why? How can I go into one of these buildings when I can't even, you know, stream enough video and I can't live in a setup that's conducive to me to live and work and play in the right location? Mm. And so there's an incredible shift going on here. Wynwood is at the center of it. You're also seeing it in Coconut Grove. Coconut Grove is the opposite end of that direction. Coconut Grove is delivering enormous units for the super wealthy. And so, you know, that's what I was talking about all day today, was Wynwood and Coconut Grove and the micro units and the bigger units. And it'll be interesting to see how the micro units fare. I really am more of a proponent of larger units that people could actually live in. I think that the micro unit, these smaller units, 600, 700, 500 square feet, it'll be kind of tough to lease them, and I don't know how long people will stay living in them. And then you'll have turnover. And the thing that kills any deal is turnover, because when you're turning something over, you're losing the rent for that period, and you're spending money to put the new tenant in. So you want to do anything you can to avoid turnover. That's why these smaller apartment buildings are kind of scary. These smaller units in apartment buildings are kind of scary to me. One thing I love is these coworker spaces. I literally haven't had an office for 2 years. I basically share with a number of my clients. I come in, I do deals, and then I go, mind if I throw my stuff down in the conference room for a couple hours? They go, no. And it's really a relationship building type of thing also. So what I'm finding is that it's less and less important to be in the office and more important to have FaceTime and handshake time with people, which is why I go to things like this Emerald Creek Capital Happy Hour, and I go to the events we sponsor, BizNow. I go to all the IMN and Green Pearl events, and I meet a lot of people. And when people go to me, they go, Jim, how does the radio show help you? I go, well, it helps me in many, many different ways. And what I'd like to do, Juan, is maybe take the break a little earlier, and then in the next segment, let's talk a little bit about what the radio show does and what our ideas for the future are. And maybe you can share some of that with the people on the way in or out of this segment.
Okie dokie, hokey.
All right. Thank you so much. And hugs and kisses to Fluffy. I miss her. I'll be back next week, I promise.